98.1 KZE. On the line with me today, it's Nikki Wilson, president of the board of directors for Triplex Cinema in Great Barrington. You guys just reopened in November, right?
Exactly. November 17th.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for hopping on the phone with me today. I understand you're having a very busy week.
We have an extraordinarily busy week. We're launching our third theater that we're opening. We technically have four theaters, and since we opened the doors on November 17th, we've had two theaters going, and now this coming Friday, the 15th of December, we will have our third theater opening, and we're going to be showing Maestro, and we're very excited because on Sunday, we will be having a talk back with Leonard Bernstein's daughter, Nina Bernstein.
Oh, wow.
Simmons, yes. So she's going to be interviewed by Debbie Reines immediately following Maestro. And Deborah has taught film at NYU in Columbia. So we think it's going to be a wonderful talk back.
Yeah. So clearly the Triplex is a really special cinema. Can you tell me a little bit about the theater's history?
Right. Well, the Triplex actually was built in 1995 in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, and by a fellow named Richard Stanley and Joe Wasserman. And it was, from Richard Stanley's point of view, who's more a businessman than a movie lover, the downtown Great Barrington was suffering economically, and there were a lot of stores that were out of business at that time. Mm-hmm. And he thought this would be a great way to jumpstart the economy. And it not only jumpstarted Great Barrington's economy, but it jumpstarted all of the surrounding towns. It
wow.
became, as we like to call it, became the heart space of Great Barrington, of South County,
yeah.
Berkshire's.
I had no idea. And I love Great Barrington. I grew up, you know, in Northwest Connecticut, and we would come into Great Barrington to, you know, just spend days and go Christmas shopping and all kinds of things. And I had no idea that the Triplex was such a huge part of that.
It really was. It single-handedly revolutionized the town to the point, as you may know or not know, but that in 2013, Great Barrington was named the number one small town by the Smithsonian Institute in America. So, yeah, very exciting. So what happened is Richard Stanley, due to the fact that COVID had happened, streaming had happened, he himself was kind of getting older, had decided that he would try to sell the theater, and if he couldn't sell it, the theater would close the beginning of June of this year. And so there was an out-of-town group that was going to try to buy the theater, and they were not able to raise enough money. And so myself and a group of other people banded together and formed this grassroots group called Save the Triplex on the 1st of April. By the 14th of April, we were a nonprofit. And by June, we had raised like $700,000.
Wow.
And we had even Gregory Crutzen, who's a world-renowned photographer, offered to work with Aperture Magazine to sell 1,400 prints of his on a special sale that existed for 1 week only. And we got a huge amount of the profit from that sale. So that was really helpful. And so we ended up buying the theater on July 24th of this year.
That's amazing.
And happily, as you just mentioned, opened our doors in November. So,
did you ever picture yourself owning a movie theater?
No. No, I did not. Nor did I expect to be working 24/7 in order for us to continue fundraising, which we really need to do because there's a lot of work that needs to be done, because not a lot of updating had been done during the last 30 years, and B, during the during COVID, our theater was closed and they turned off the HVAC system. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of, you know, mold issues and other issues that came to pass. And so we really need a lot to kind of restore to its glory. In fact, we have been doing that since we're working with this wonderful firm, Allegroni, here in the Berkshires. And they're, as we can raise the money, then they build it. And so it's or renovated, I should say. So that's very exciting.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it sounds like when you do fundraisers, you're not just doing the average, you know, raffle or whatever. You've got some really creative fundraising ideas, and one of them is happening this Saturday.
That's correct. This Saturday, we're doing two shows that are going to actually be held at Simon's Rock, Bard College at Simon's Rock in Great Barrington, which has a beautiful theater, the McConnell Theater. We're doing a show at 3 o'clock and a show at 6 o'clock called Bring Back the Movies, the Holidays. And it's going to be featuring David Rache from Succession and Jane Atkinson, who, amongst many other things, is starring Criminal Minds, House of Cards. She's been seen on stage here in the Berkshires. She's been on Broadway. Her husband, Michelle Gill, who starred in The Gilded Age, that's on PBS.
Sure.
Maureen O'Flynn, who's an international opera singer, who appeared at the Met, sung with Placido Domingo. It's going to be an interesting event, as I said, two shows, but it will be a combination of scenes from your favorite holiday movies, starting back from the early 1940s right up till today. So we're doing Home Alone, Love Actually, Miracle on 34th Street, A Christmas Carol, Songs from Sound of Music, Elf. I'm trying to think of all the many different scenes we're doing and songs. It's just really an amazing event. And we had done, Bring Back the Movies back in August, which was immensely successful, which is why we decided to do one again.
Yeah.
And this time focused on the holidays.
It sounds like so much fun. I mean, and it must be a blast for the, you know, you've got these professional actors, professional performers reenacting scenes from famous holiday movies. They must just be having a blast with this.
Well, you know, that's interesting you should bring that up, because they had so much fun at the last one in August that they said, when can we do this again?
I love it.
And being one of the two people who put it together, I was a little bit like, well, let us recover from this first.
Yeah.
But we're now full steam ahead. We're really excited about the choices of films that we're doing and the actors and the musicians. It's really going to be a fun holiday event. And, it's just going to be really fun.
And all for the cause of raising money for the triplex, helping to restore it, you know, undo some of the damage that was done by just being a building sitting unused for a while really takes a toll on a building, and especially, you know, a big, complicated, ornate one like a movie theater.
It is. And as we said, we have four theaters, and it's costing a lot of money. We have no angel who bought the theater for us. We have a mortgage that we have to pay. And again, may I repeat, you know, this is was a grassroots operation. So the people who actually run it, myself and the other six board members, are just all volunteers who are kind of working to sort of get it up and moving. And I would like to also add one more thing about programming with what we call the Triplex 2.0, because now that we're a nonprofit, we're doing a lot more than a regular movie theater. We're doing films. We're doing Till, for example, which is about the civil rights leader, and Emmett Till, who they made a film about his life and his death. And we'll be pairing with the NAACP, and the two producers of that film will be here for a talk back. We're also doing a talk back with the directors of the new Joan Baez film, I Am a Noise. So that's going to be very exciting. We're even told maybe Joan will zoom into our theater during the talk back. So that's fun. And the new Anthony Hopkins film, which he's declaring is the role of his lifetime, which is based on a play that was done here in the Berkshires by Mark Saint Germain. He's going to do a fundraiser with us in Great Barrington Public Theater as a talk back when they show the film Freud's Last Session, which will be opening, I think, in early January. And so we have a lot of different really fabulous producers, directors, actors all coming in to do talkbacks after our films, and we don't charge anything extra for those particular events. It's just something we can give to the community.
That's amazing. I mean, it's so much more than just another movie theater. You're really creating a cultural hub here.
We are. You know, I think I may have mentioned earlier, perhaps not, but it's called the Heart Space of Great Barrington. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason for that. We're going to be doing free Saturday morning movies every other Saturday starting December 30th for the kids. And they can dress up in their favorite outfits or costumes. And we're going to do programming for teens on the weekend at 9 o'clock at night, something slightly edgier, so that in the cold winter months, you know, you're just sitting at home, or you could go out with friends and go to the movies and walk down the street and have ice cream in the wintertime. Maybe not the best thing, but people do it. So it's very exciting.
Yeah. I mean, it's so cool to have something like this in your community. And Great Barrington, like I said, is just such a great and such a special town. And I'm so glad that you guys are doing this. You're revitalizing the Triplex as something new and really wonderful.
It is. I mean, if anybody ever who's ever been to the Triplex, they come back and see it. The lobby is truly beautiful. I mean, it's been redone all by volunteers. We had a woman who's a professional set production designer, done a lot of major films, Lisa Myers. She designed the whole lobby along with the branding team of McKinsey, Cruvance Middle Child Studio, and also this other branding group called Patty Melt Studio. So it's very exciting that everything that's being done, except maybe the hard labor of, you know, re-cementing the steps or, you know, clearing out stuff that is no longer, has been damaged by being closed for so long. Everything else has been by volunteers.
Yeah.
Even all of our actors for this Saturday's big production have volunteered their time. The musicians have volunteered their time. I'll say one thing. When we started this back April 1st, not knowing that we were launching truly a movement in the area, it never occurred to me that we would have 1,000 donors like within 2 or 3 months. It was just amazing how the people in this community showed up. And, you know, one day you get open an envelope and there would be $10 in it. And the next day you'd open an envelope and it would be $100 bills.
Yeah.
It's just been wild. Or somebody will send a check for $40,000 and you've never met the person. It's just been incredible to see how people, you know, whatever socioeconomic level they're on, really want to support this because they know this is so important. And movies, as you probably know, are the last actually financially available thing that everybody can do.
Sure.
You know, for price of a movie ticket, you get a great evening out.
Yeah, absolutely. Nikki Wilson is my guest. We're talking about the Triplex Cinema in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, which if you're listening and you live in the KZE area and you've never been to Great Barrington, do yourself a favor, give yourself a treat, go to Great Barrington, see something at the Triplex. And this Saturday, once again, is the fundraiser for the Triplex, Bring Back the Movies, the Holidays. And Nikki, where can we go to find out information about that? Do we need to buy tickets if we want to go to the fundraiser on Saturday?
Absolutely. Just go to thetriplex.org. So okay. Make sure you put the in front of triplex.org. When you go to that site, it lists all of our films that we're showing, and it will give you all the information about the fundraiser, Bring Back the Movies, which, as I said, to me, it's the holiday show not to be missed. When we did it last summer, people said it was the best thing they saw in the Berkshires, which is pretty well known for all the different arts that happened during that period of time. They said it was the best thing they saw last summer. So I'm hoping people will say that this December also.
Yeah, I am sure they will. That's this Saturday, Bring Back the Movies, the Holidays. Two chances. I think you've got a 3 o'clock and a 6 o'clock show, right?
Yes.
TheTriplex.org for tickets and information, and for more information about the Triplex, and if you just want to go see a movie there sometime soon. Nikki, thank you so much for hopping on the phone today.
Well, thank you. It's been delightful talking with you.